News release. INTERCOUNTY Baseball League. The Welland Jackfish exploded for 5 runs in the top of the 9th inning to defeat the Barrie Baycats, 9-4, in Intercounty Baseball League action Thursday at Vintage Throne Stadium. James Smibert hit a 3-run single to give the Jackfish its first lead of the game in the top of the 9th inning. Hogan Brown then hammered a double to score 2 more runs. In the 8th inning, Stephen Moretto tied things up for Jackfish thanks to his solo home run. The Jackfish got on the board with 3 runs in the 3rd inning after trailing 3-0. That rally was capped by a 2-run homer from Brandon Nicholson. The Baycats got off to a great start, scoring 3 runs on 3 hits in the 1st inning. They scratched their way to another run to take the lead again in the 3rd inning. Noel McGarry Doyle and Starlin Rodriguez had 2-hit nights for the Baycats. Brandon Underhill earned the win on the mound, while Brandon Hillier took the loss. Jackfish starter Scott Gillespie worked 7 innings, giving up 4 runs on 7 hits and struck out 4. Baycats starter Frank Garces struck out 6 in 6 innings of work. He gave up 3 runs and 7 hits. The Jackfish improved to 7-2, and host the Toronto Maple Leafs at 6:05 p.m. Saturday. The Baycats drop to 4-5 and get back into action Saturday, when they host the Kitchener Panthers at 4:05 p.m. Balanced attack leads Red Sox to victory. The Brantford Red Sox got contributions offensively from nearly everyone, pounding out 14 hits to defeat the Kitchener Panthers 11-5 Thursday during Intercounty Baseball League action at Jack Couch Park. After scoring 1 run in the first and another in the second, Roger Keane smashed a 2-run home run in the 3rd inning. The Red Sox added 3 runs on 3 hits in the 5th, before adding 3 more in the 6th, sparked by the long ball. Christian Kazemka got it started with a solo shot, before Jeremy Vallot added a 2-run homer. Stephen Whalen and Blake Jacklin led the way for the Panthers with home runs. Isaiah Ramos started on the bump for the Red Sox and got the win. In 6 innings of work, he gave up 3 runs on 4 hits, and struck out 6. Panthers starter Jacob Douglas was tagged with the loss. The Red Sox improved to 2-8. They're right back at it Friday, when they host the Guelph Royals at 8 p.m. The Panthers, now 6-4, hit the road Friday for a game against the London Majors at 7:35 p.m. Upcoming games. Friday, June 9th. Kitchener Panthers at London Majors, 7:35 p.m. Toronto Maple Leafs at Hamilton Cardinals, 7:35 p.m. Guelph Royals at Brantford Red Sox, 8 p.m. Saturday, June 10th. London Majors at Guelph Royals, 1 p.m. Kitchener Panthers at Barrie Baycats, 4:05 p.m. Toronto Maple Leafs at Welland Jackfish, 6:05 p.m. Hamilton Cardinals at Brantford Red Sox, 8 p.m. Sunday, June 11th. Guelph Royals at Toronto Maple Leafs, 2 p.m. Barrie Baycats at Kitchener Panthers, 2 p.m. Welland Jackfish at Hamilton Cardinals, 2:05 p.m.